Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, welcome to The Guinea Pig. I'm Dr. Mariam Zamani, an oculoplastic surgeon and aesthetic doctor.
And I'm Fiona Golfer, a writer and journalist. I'm no stranger to a cosmetic procedure, and I'm willing to try pretty much anything.
Which is why I'm here, to make sure Fiona and anyone else that's out there considering a treatment to help make a better informed decision safely and to try and collect as much information as they can.
Every fortnight, this podcast comes to you from Mariam's clinic in Chelsea. If you're looking for an honest, no-holds-barred approach to invasive and non-invasive cosmetic surgery,
then The Guinea Pig is here to help you. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to The Guinea Pig Podcast. Fee and I are back. I hope you're excited to hear from us. I'm excited to be here with you in the flesh, Fee.
I know, isn't it amazing? In the flesh.
I know, really. It's been a crazy few months for those of you tuning in. It's post-lockdown, Well, I wish I could say post-COVID, but mid-COVID. And, you know, we are in the midst of starting fall.
Fall to English people is autumn. Oh. But just saying, Mariam.
Sorry.
Hi, it's so nice to see you in the flesh. I feel like I'm like drinking you in.
Because you look so
I've
gorgeous.
I've seen you with screens and sunlight and all sorts of weird distorting things. It's really nice to be back in a studio and with our producer, Amanda. It's like having the old gang back.
Finally.
Smiling in that patient way that she does with us. So here we are. You've been in London.
I've been in
well.
London the whole time, pretty much, except for the summer.
Except you went on holiday. And I've been in Cornwall growing kind of straw out of my ears. And
actually, you've been having the fabulous Cornish life. I follow you, Fee. I know you're not doing, it can't be, you're definitely not growing hay out of your hair.
I'm not growing hay out of my hair. But actually, one of the more interesting beauty realizations that I came to in Cornwall, two things I've really noticed since I've been back in London, which has been for a whole week, okay, and it's now September and I was in Cornwall from early March. So I got back to London and I realised that where I put my skin cream on in the morning, in my bedroom, the table where the mirror is, the light comes in on my face, and the table I sit on in Cornwall, the light is behind me. Okay, so it's a whole different me.
It is a whole different
me. That's true. Not the kindest of me's in London. It's a much kinder me down
there.
Cornwall. So I see my face in a completely different way. Plus, I've got a mirror with a B side that's a magnifier in London. I haven't got that really in Cornwall. It's a bit, but it's not really. And so the face that confronted me when I got back to London was really not the face I'm used to seeing. It was quite interesting. And so that's sort of one thing that I've noticed. It's so dependent what you see and the room that you're in or the mirror that you're looking in, or, you know, the mirror we've all been looking in is the Zoom mirror, which is a really brutal mirror. And we should get onto that and all the things that pertain to what's happened to a lot of women I've been speaking to through lockdown and how Zoom has affected the way they feel they look. And the results of that on the coming out and the kind of, you know, galloping towards it, the first cosmetic surgeon they can get to. And the other thing is that I didn't grow straw out of my ears, but I didn't cut or touch my hair for six months now. And I literally live in a hairdresser. A hairdressing salon is my happy place. And I haven't been inside a hairdressing salon.
Your hair looks great, by the way.
And my hair looks better.
I think it looks amazing.
Right? So my hair is its own colour for the first time that I can remember since I was about 9 and my mother took me to get my hair dyed. And so I've been living with my real self, which is such an odd concept given the world that we inhabit, Mariam. You know, this kind of world of tweaks and shall we? And oh my God, my roots. And you know, I had very short platinum hair when we went into lockdown with a bit of a root. It was really, really short. And there's a lot of nodding going on in this room. And I've got pretty well nearly shoulder length hair at the back.
Yes.
And it's my own colour. So I've got tiny little blonde tips.
You have beautiful hair colour. You have like no grey.
And I have got grey in my hair, but my actual base colour is a really nice colour. And so I think that something I wanted to kind of talk about that I'd found in lockdown is that I found a sort of contentment within myself in terms of a lot of elements about my body that, or my looks even probably, that I hadn't really ever taken that pause in all these years to just pause and say, what happens if I just leave myself alone? What happens if I just don't do anything? What happens if I just do face cream in the morning, brush my teeth at night, occasionally remember to put on some moisturizer on the body, which I did more of than I usually do because I had the time. And I just left myself alone for 6 months and it was so liberating.
I wish I could say the same.
That's my philosophy for lockdown. That's what I came out of it. I mean, having said that, I got to London, I literally galloped to Mariam. I was like, give me a new face. But take me away from it. And I was actually very content.
You were fine. Actually, I'm always content with it being away, except truthfully, I enjoy all of it. So I didn't really think too much about it. I missed having like a little bit of highlights, like my coloring I missed. And I don't have that many grays, but I felt... Maybe because I thought I couldn't do anything, like I really wanted.
You got so good with the old Josh Wood.
I did. I used it a couple of times, like with the little pencil bit, because in the front, that's where I get like a few little grays and it bothers me. But that was really the only thing. And I continued, you know, I can do my own nails and my own eyebrows and things like that. I can trim my eyebrows. So it wasn't such a bad thing. The one thing that I wish that I had the foresight to see that we were going to go into lockdown for so long was that I probably would have scheduled myself to have, I don't know, a surgery done beforehand. So
what
that I would
surgery
have,
would you have done?
I probably would have done, like, I don't really have a bunion, but I have I can tell in my heels it really bothers me if I wear them too long. So I probably, despite the fact that it doesn't look bad, I can feel it. So I probably would have done that because, one, I wasn't traveling. I wasn't working. I was working out, but I could have not worked out. It wouldn't have been the end of the world. So I just, I think that would have been one of the things that I would have done. But I didn't mind. I didn't do any, you know, injections or, you know, lasers or, you know, I didn't do any of that.
And how many of your clients did you find just turned up on the doorstep of your house, stalked you back to your home?
I had a lot of fun. You know, I had a lot of really nice comments and, like, you know, jokingly, yeah, I'll come over. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I don't have anything at home. So I try and separate that. But I mean, I think if I said yes, people would have. But I actually spent a lot of time with my family, which I really, I know that lockdown was very different for different people. And I was very fortunate. I had a very nice lockdown. We all had COVID quite early on in, you know, just as lockdown was happening. So I think in that sense, I also had a sense of freedom that at least for some time, I probably was not susceptible to having COVID again. So that gave me a little bit of ease. And also, London was gorgeous. It was sunny. I spent a lot of time doing work with my team for my skincare brand. And I really enjoyed not having, you know, I love my friends in the social, but I kind of also enjoyed not having to get out of my sweats. I mean, like, that was also not something that I'm used to. You know, I'm used to be doing a million things all the time. And I realized there was so much I actually didn't need to do. And what was I doing with all my time? Because, you know, I didn't do them for a few months and nothing fell apart. You know, everything continued on as normal. I was happy to start working again. I love seeing my patients. So that was really exciting.
So I'm curious as to what was the most in demand procedure that you were asked
after?
You know,
I kind of think it's like, it's called, I kind of named it, you know, lockdown meltdown, because I think that a lot of people, just the stress of thinking about COVID, regardless of whether they had any, you know, interaction with it, whether they got sick or somebody they knew, but the stress of actually no kids going to school, grocery stores closed, not closed, but, you know, difficult lines to get into, husbands and wives working from home, everybody being under the same roof all the time, homeschooling, Zooms, anything that needed to be done was a conference call. Not even a regular call, but everybody was so obsessed with having conference calls, you know, to have some sort of connection. that I think it was also very stressful for many people. And also when you work at home, you have a busy sort of career, then my work, it was very easy. I didn't have work, so I didn't have patience, so I couldn't work. But if I were doing something else, I probably could have worked a lot more. And so people coming out were really exhausted. They didn't have help that they normally have.
They had their kids at home.
And they had their kids and their husband, more meals, more everything, more laundry, more, you know, that
I have to say, if one more person said to me, what's for lunch? Yeah. I was going to have to kill someone. I was like, you know the fucking fridges, open it, you know.
So, I mean, in that sense, like, I think that's where a lot of my patients just, even though I think a lot of them looked amazing, you know, they looked a little bit, even maybe more stressed, somehow more relaxed, because they weren't doing 1,000 things. So I think the lockdown meltdown, it was they all felt that they were sagging, that their eyelids were heavy, lines and wrinkles, I mean, everything. So there are many people who came, and I saw them just before lockdown. I was like, you know, you don't need anything. You know, there's no reason for you to be here. So, but I think they also, sometimes when you can't do something, you want it a little bit more. So I think having the reassurance that they were okay and their filler was still there, or their eyes are still in the right place. You know, I think I did give a lot of reassurance, I think. And then I just think it was nice to be able to chat with everybody and have such fun.
There seems clients to have been a big kind of demand for, or kind of investment in, the idea that because so many people are still working from home, that this is a really good time to invest in having a procedure, because, you know, A, you've got a mask on, B, you're working from home, you don't have to go out into public so much. So I've had a lot more of my friends saying,
surgery,
you know,
is much,
I'm thinking, are you having a big...
Yes. So at the clinic itself, I mean, I only do eyelid surgery. There's a very big, you know, large demand for that. But for most procedures, as you said, there's a few reasons. One, people are working from home, they're not commuting, they can work at their, you know, they can work as they recuperate. They don't necessarily need to take as much time off. They don't have the social aspect. There's no school runs. There's no one they're seeing. Also, a lot of people didn't take the holidays that they normally would. They've accumulated a little bit of money on the side that they think that, you know, this is the time. And then there's always that underlying threat that things could shut down imminently, which every day is a new day, so you never know. But
dance like it's your last day.
Yeah, exactly. So people have had more time to look at themselves too and see the things that bother them and say, you know what, I want to do something about it.
And one of the interesting things that I actually wrote about over during COVID was I got a call from a friend of mine who's she's a fashion designer, but she's my age, which is, you know, I'm not 60.
You're not 60.
I'm absolutely not 60. I'm 58. Thank you, people. I'm 58 and she's probably maybe a year older or a year younger than me, something like that. And she works with this very young team, her kind of brand team. And so she's been staring at them and herself on Zoom for the last 4 months. And it's broken her. I mean, she's just really, really hates it. So I was talking to our friend Rajiv Grover and saying, because she wanted to meet him, because she wanted to have her face lifted at the end of lockdown. And he said, it's such a sort of distortion. Because
it is.
I'm trying to find my words here. Sorry.
The camera lens is not an accurate representation of what you're seeing.
Your neck looks worse. Your jaw looks worse. Your ears actually look smaller because the back of your head is. So it's disproportionate. So before you all go calling the first cosmetic surgeon you can get your hands on, just remember it's not what you really look like.
It's not. It really isn't. By the way, I always tell my patients too, is that when you're on Zoom, you're always looking at yourself. You're actually never looking at anybody else. Most people are really very critical of themselves.
I was looking at you yesterday, actually, because Mariam and I are going on a podcast, Thrill of Thrills. We've been invited onto another podcast. And we were talking to the producers of that podcast yesterday. And I was convinced you had a filter on because you looked so good. I was so jealous.
But you know, that was that lighting. I was sitting. No, I was sitting with the light coming in to my... You know, it's all about the lighting. Lighting's very important.
I was under a fucking skylight.
You look gorgeous, by the way.
But
you look gorgeous.
It's so funny how you see yourself.
And I'd never seen that part of your house.
Oh, you don't see my kitchen? Well, that's my kitchen. Where we all sit trying not to kill each other. So what was the first thing that you did?
Actually didn't do much when I came back. I've only done, I think, just a little bit of Botox. I haven't done anything else on myself. I haven't even done Profhilo, which I love. Every day I have one there and I keep saying I have to do it and I haven't had a few minutes.
You haven't had the time. You profiloed me. That's what I came in and had. Actually, do you know, I came away from you because I came in a true Fiona blackout. I sent Mariam a text saying, can I have a new face, please? Which is probably like every other woman. And I hadn't really thought about it until I got to London. I was really calm. I was fine. I got to London. I thought, oh, I can't do this for about 24 hours. I got on a bus. I went all over London on the bus because I wanted to see what it looked like, my city.
Oh.
And then I thought, hold on, I need something in my face. But and it was interesting because I also went to my closet and I put on my clothes. I put on a pair of really nice trousers that I'd worn from Vogue days. I kind of wanted to revisit another me because although I'm very content living in Cornwall and doing things I do, there is, you know, we've all got different aspects.
Yes.
And I put that city me away, and the city me is much vainer than the country me. But so I put on my old smart clothes and I wore them onto the bus and I went around the West End and I kind of looked and I thought, I love the city. And then I texted you and said, can I have a new face? And when I came out of your office, I thought, I've got no idea what she just did. I literally have no idea. I just came
you
in.
Forgot
and
everything?
I just thought, just stick as many of those needles
in
me as you can.
Oh, my God.
What did
so
you do?
Funny. I did a little bit of Botox.
Okay, where?
And I did it around your eyes. And I did a little bit around your neck and your chin.
Okay.
And then I did Profilo.
Okay.
And then I did a little bit of filler.
Where did we fill?
We did.
Oh, I know where we filled, in this tired bit.
We did a little bit around there.
Well, you see, now it's so good and it's so light that when I got home,
you had no idea.
My super sleuth of a husband said, your skin's looking nice, right? And I thought, A, I've got foundation on, which I never wear because you covered it. But
it wasn't foundation. It was my tint and protect.
It was
Thank
your
you
tint
much.
And protect. It was fantastic. My skin
Thank
looked
you.
So natural and not... How long does it take? I know we must have had this discussion a million times, but I've got a menopausal wet brain. How long does it take for the Profilo to start kind of glowing?
So in some people, it takes a couple of weeks, but some other people say it's really quite, you know, soon. But it's meant to take a few weeks before you start stimulating collagen production. So I usually say you start to notice it, you know, a few weeks later, 3 weeks, 2-3 weeks.
What are we going to do this season, Ryan? What are we excited about?
So I think we're going to talk about a lot of interesting things. I think part of it, I mean, we have to be with the times and talk about COVID a little bit and how it's impacted our lives and what we can do in terms of health and our mental well-being and other tidbits. Always around health, how to improve your immunity, your diet, your lifestyle.
I was
stress.
Thinking we should get somebody on to talk about exactly that, how to boost our immune systems. And we should get a nutritionist and a vitamins and a, because I was this morning, a friend of mine sent me a list of things that I should be taking to keep me COVID immune, to boost my immune. You know, it's September, it's when the lurgies start coming out. So I think we should invite a great nutritionist.
Sure.
And to come on and talk about how we can boost our immune systems. Is that something that would be interested in?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so too.
I launched a new treatment with my colleague, Olivier Amar, called Uvance. He's launched, I mean, it's his company, but I'm doing these procedures too. So it's basically where you have a small amount of fat removed.
Well, we both did
we
it.
We did do
we
it.
Forget.
We did it right before lockdown, actually. Yeah. And then it is processed in a special way and then reinjected back into, oh, I did that actually after lockdown. I'm sorry, I forgot. And
where did you re-inject?
And then you re-inject it back into different parts of your face. So I had it in my forehead.
Well, what was that like?
So
you were so excited about this treatment.
I am still very excited about this treatment because I just love the idea. There are some places in your body that it's difficult to have filler placed in, and you're not looking for fill. You're looking for improved texture. So after years of having botulinum toxin into my forehead, I feel like the forehead skin is a little bit thin. So I think I've been having it since my daughter was born and she's 9. So it's been 9 years I do it. And I'm probably really consistent because I don't like lines on my forehead. So I actually don't know how often I treat myself, but I, you know, like I think every
she's
time
another
I see
blackout. Hello.
But I can't remember, you know, how many times a year. But anyway, I feel like the muscle in my forehead is a little bit thinner. And
I just have to take you back. I'm really sorry. I'm going to be the reader or the listener.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You can't remember how often you do it, like roughly. Let's just have a roughly.
No, I probably do it like 2 or 3 times a year. Okay. I'm not doing it more than that. I mean,
okay,
I'm
seeing you kind of sort of compulsively sticking in every 2 weeks.
No. I don't do it. I mean, like I said, I've been trying to do Profilo and I keep forgetting.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to the gym, so I can't do it very often because I usually work out in the evening. But I think, you know, just like when you go, I always liken that to if you have your arm and a wrist. I mean, your
arm in a sling.
Your arm in, yeah, a cast is what, okay, I meant to say, a plaster. You've broken it and you put it in a plaster and you take it out a few months later. The arm is smaller than the other arm because you have a little bit of atrophy of the muscle. And I think the same thing happens in the forehead. And perhaps I started too young, or I'm not sure. I'd still rather be
mine. How old were you when you started?
I think I was like 37, 38. Now I think I'd like to slightly give a better texture. Like I feel the volume in my forehead is not there. So there's not too much that you can do in the forehead because it's not forgiving with fillers, for instance. And so I had a couple mLs, which is a couple mils of this processed fat, which is super enriched stem cells, basically injected back into my forehead to give it a little bit of a rev, you know, essentially. And I do feel that my forehead looks better and I think it looks a little bit thicker. I have thin skin anyway. I'm a thin skin person.
No, but I mean, I'm looking at your forehead now and I'm thinking it looks juicy is the word I would use.
That's exactly.
Is that a good word?
That's a great word. I love that
word.
Thank you so
much.
You
have a juicy forehead, Mariam.
So,
what did it feel like having it put in your forehead?
I mean,
is it painful?
The thing is that all new things are scary for everybody. It doesn't matter if you know what it entails and what it doesn't. So I was worried because the forehead, obviously thinner skin is a little bit more, it can hurt a little bit more. And when I do, for instance, Botox in my forehead, it hurts than when I do Botox in my neck or in my chin or around my eyes or in between my eyebrows.
So that's your painful place.
So that's my painful place. So I was a little bit worried about that. It's very quick. It's like any other injectable. So it was a very quick procedure and it had no downtime. I didn't have any bruising. I won't lie. It was a little uncomfortable.
On the 1 to 10.
I mean, I think I have no pain threshold. So I would say like, I think everything's 11. Painful. Yeah, I think, no, actually,
Does he numb it before he puts it in?
No, there's no need for numbing. So he could have numbed it, but it doesn't really work because the discomfort that comes from any injection is not so much that initial pick. It's really when you go into the skin, whichever layer it is. So the anesthetic is only working superficially. So there's no point in doing it really, you know, for 10-15 minutes so that you can just take that initial pinch doesn't really bother me. Just like Botox needles don't really bother me. It's just anything that has an injectable, like Profilo, is really uncomfortable, you know, because it stings when it goes inside. So not because of the product, just because of the way the skin reacts. So I thought it was a little bit uncomfortable, but only lasts about a minute or so. And I had no downtime and I'm really quite happy. I loved the product because it's not it's so smooth and consistent and very faint and fine. And I think that's very helpful.
So there's no lumpy, bumpy.
There's no lumpy, bumpy stuff. Yes.
And how long does it last?
So it should still be working. I did this when lockdown ended, so probably in June sometime, and it works. It continues to work for about 6 months or so. It's not so much as a volumizer as a promoter of collagen production, but I think also you do get a little bit of volume from it because it is, you know, treated fat cells essentially.
I mean, it's quite hard to say that on a, but I do often notice with people that their foreheads can look very thin, the skin, yes. And your skin particularly doesn't.
Thank you.
Okay, so my final $6 million question is, what is I know we talked about it before, but it's quite an expensive.
It's very expensive. You know, it's a procedure. So when we had it done, I went and I had it done in February. I had about 15 mLs, which is basically 3 tablespoons of my fat removed from my thighs at 8 o'clock in the morning and under local anesthetic. That took, 20 minutes. And I went and I had a full day of clinic until 6 p.m. that evening. And the next day I went on half-term holiday skiing. So I didn't find that part very difficult. And then you're kind of done with it. And then you have about 10 mLs of your product created for you and stored at a special facility. And that I had out
so
of the 15.
Spun. Is it spun like when you do?
It's spun and it's treated.
Like,
yeah, it's
no PRP.
PRP. So it is centrifuged and it is treated so that it becomes more fluid like as opposed to more gel or clumpy like and more uniform. So it has a very uniform, consistent feel to it. And it's placed into syringes, sterile syringes for injection. And you get out of that 15 ml that I had removed, I had about 10 mls of product that was created. So I have 10. I use 6 of them in between my forehead. Yeah, I think we just did. Yeah, in between my forehead.
So it can't do huge amounts.
It can't do huge amounts. You could do more fat removal at the time of fat removal so that you have more to store. So I still have another 4 or 5 left. I can't remember exactly how many.
Could you put them in, for example, your lips?
You can put them in anywhere.
You can put them in anywhere.
Ooh. Oh, I remember. I used it also in my hands. So I had a little bit placed in my hands.
And did you see a big difference?
I also saw a difference. Don't look at my hands now because they're quite dry from all of the washing that I've been doing.
Like washing those dishes.
Yeah. Well, I've just been washing my hands in between my patients. But yes, so I thought that was very helpful. So I used 1.5 mL, I think, in my forehead, hand. And the rest was in my hands. So I did a lot in my hands, too. I could have done my whole face with the amount that I did. And now I still have another set that I could use in my face. I'd probably do it everywhere globally. I would probably do it again in my forehead because I liked it. I'd do it in my eyelids. I'm always worried about my tear troughs and my lower eyelids.
I'm not happy about the eyelids.
No.
Idea.
And I would do it again in my hands or my chest. You know, that's another place that I would have done it in.
And compared to, say, a filler, one could put into all of the above. How does that compare?
They're not the same. So I don't think Uvance is something that it's not a replacement for toxin or filler. So it's basically something that helps. It's super enriched tissues that help you produce more collagen and give you better skin. It does have a little bit of volumizing, but that's not its primary purpose. Whereas a filler is generally something that's used to volumize and fill. And so I think it's really a different ball game. It is expensive, you were asking. So for the first 5 syringes, it's about £7,500. So, you know, it's not to be considered, it's not inexpensive. In my opinion, it's best to do as much fat at one time as possible so you can store it. And then each time that you get it, you don't actually have to go through the retrieval of fat to have it done. But I do think this is the way forward in terms of skin and rejuvenation and maintaining. And so I think that it's a great procedure, but it is highly expensive.
Or maybe over time.
Maybe over
like
time it could be. Yes, it could.
Actually, I had a very funny exchange with Olivier Ma when I was in lockdown because I wrote a piece for How to Spend It about how to get rid of cankles, of which I have 2. And my mother always used to say the only thing wrong with her legs was that she had 2 of them. And I've got knee to ankle is pretty well a straight line. It's not terrible, but it's not great. And so Olivier was fascinating, actually, because he does body sculpting with his lipo. He was telling me that you can actually that you can have fat ankles, which, I mean, I know because I've got fat ankles, but I didn't know that your ankles kind of had fat deposits. So where other people have got the Achilles tendon to the tendon at the back and it's all sharp and lovely, I've got sort of what looks like two little tennis golf balls on either side of that Achilles tendon, which you can take out. Who knew? You can shape the calf and you can shape the leg. So I was thinking you could take all that out, stick it in my face at some point.
Yes. But never get rid of, guys, anytime if you ever have lipo, definitely make sure store that it. You use it or store it.
Yeah. So can you answer me this question that
it's
my
different
friend
also than fat transfer in general. So fat transfer is sometimes done at the same time as liposuction, or sometimes when people have facelifts done, they have a little bit of fat removed and then processed and just put back directly into the face, more as a volumizer. So they are very different in terms of texture. So this is very fluid, very light, whereas, you know, traditional fat transfer is not.
Okay, got it.
Sorry, you were going to ask me something.
Now, I was going to ask you something that someone asked me, and I thought, God, if ever the platform to get that question answered, this is it. So a friend of mine asked me, she wants to have her bottom lifted, right? So I was kind of, it led me to it because what Olivier described as going in with the lipo is sort of up and around the back of the bottom, but... And I was also kind of thinking that today on the radio they announced the end of the Kardashians. You know, they're not going to be, it's not going to be on anymore. So maybe people won't want huge bottoms anymore, that the Kardashians are off the air. But my girlfriend is just, she wants her bottom sort of lifting. How does one, do you know about that?
I mean you can lift it in different areas.
Well, you must know about
bottoms. Definitely not. Yeah, since I do the eyes, you know, of course, it's a natural.
This is a show where we talk about these things. I thought, dear reader.
There's different ways to do the bottoms. You can enlarge the bottom with injectables. Like you could do something like Sculptra, which is a biostimulator that stimulates your own body to create new collagen. And that's, you need to use large quantities, but that's one way is injectables. And then you could have a lift. I mean, that's very scarring, but you could actually have a lift.
Fascinating. I keep imagining kind of like cutting and pulling up your thighs like a pair of tights, you know, like.
But you know, I think that's what Demi Moore did. I remember when she came out for, what was it, the Charlie's Angels, when she had that.
Do you remember
insane,
when she'd had like all those,
oh my God,
ribs removed? And
she looked phenomenal.
She looked phenomenal.
They said that she had her whole thigh lifted. And actually, you can have your thigh lifted, and it goes into where your, you know, your groin is and your, what would be a bikini line. So I don't know. I also, if you got a bum lift, it's got to be painful. Like, how do you sit down for the next couple of weeks after having it?
Yeah,
very, very carefully.
Very, very carefully. God, yeah. The things we do.
I know.
I'm going to start light before I get to the bum. I did think a little bit about the boobs, and I keep coming back to my boobs because I feel that the world should know what I think about my boobs. But I do, it was quite interesting. A friend of mine's daughter this summer said, her mum said to me sweetly, God, my daughter thinks you've got really big boobs. And I thought, oh my God, you know, shoot me now. What am I going to do? Oh my God, my boobs are so big. And then I was talking to said daughter the next day and about her body, and she doesn't diet and she's not at all fatty. And I really, really like that about her. She's sort of 16 and really was shoving the ice cream in and shoving the sausage rolls in. And I thought, I like this girl. And I said, are you interested in, you know, do you think about, are you and your friends very interested in kind of body image? And she said, oh no, but we all want to have a big bottom and a small waist, because that's what she and her friends are looking at. And then I thought, maybe she thinks my big boobs are a good thing. And it's only me who hears it as a bad thing, right? Because I've grown up thinking.
Oh yeah, she didn't say anything.
She didn't say. She just said I had big boobs, and maybe she thinks my big boobs are magnificent. And I've got such stinking thinking around my boobs because I dream, and I've worked in the fashion industry for as many as I have, and you know, and my boobs are a bit, let's face it, you know, kind of gravity, not so gravity defying these days. But it was a really interesting kind of kick for me that I realized that I don't think what she was saying was a insult. I think she meant it like, wow, she's,
I'm
got
sure that's
boobs.
Yeah, and I bet that's why the mother told you.
Yeah,
she wasn't telling you to
flat like a board. Obviously.
Yeah.
Very
so
irritating.
She, I know. I always wished I had that too. Funny enough, this week I was watching on Instagram, as one does. I was watching another doctor perform a breast surgery, and it was a lift without having the lollipop scar. I quickly sent a message to a plastic surgeon friend of mine in Washington, and I was like, oh, Is this a thing?
What, so you can lift your boobs, minimize?
Just going through, yeah.
Oh, my, I'm in.
And I'm in. He said it doesn't work as well, and I haven't had a chance to speak to him, but I did try and call him, and I went out Saturday night otherwise, and I missed his call. But I really want to learn more about that, because actually no one talks about that, and I wonder why they don't talk about it. Is it because it's not very good? So I think we should look into that kind of reduction as well.
I think we can never investigate enough when it comes to the boob. I mean, at
or
some
anything,
point, I might be
anything.
on my Zimmer frame and have my boob job yet. You never know. So I'm investigating other things. I'm on a new skincare product, which I'm giving a month's trial to,
amazing,
which is called Essie.
Okay.
And it's probiotic skincare. And I'm going to see what happens with that, because I used Environ all the way through lockdown because I was trying to deal with my rosacea, and I've come to the conclusion that nothing really deals with my rosacea other than medication. I mean,
this is true.
It's just nothing worked. And the moment I feel anxious or the moment I feel hot or bothered or anything, up pops a huge rash on my forehead or the side of my face. So I'm back on the old rosacea medication, which
Sorry
is irritating. But, you know, it was weirdly, I just had enough of waking up and seeing great big red flare-ups on my face. So I'm using Essie probiotic skincare.
Tell us what
I'm
going
to see how that goes. I think it's nice to trial. It was interesting. You know, I'm going to give it 6 weeks because
I think that's the perfect amount of time.
Good?
I think that's great.
And I'm going to find out about vitamins and supplements to keep us well through this next season, because I think we all need to take very, very good care of ourselves.
We should always take good care of ourselves mentally. I think mentally is one of the big focuses also, just because, I mean, as I said, I think I'm very fortunate that I had a good lockdown, but there are a lot of people who haven't and continue to still suffer from it. There are people who haven't left their homes, even despite lockdown being down. There are people who are fearful of going back to work, fearful of re-entering society. Yeah, exactly. So I think, you know, and having work, I mean, there's a lot of things that are out there. So I'd like to have a little bit of focus on that as well. We have some great speakers, I think, coming up. I'm really excited to be starting this again this fall.
I think it's important for us, actually, as I sit here, I think it's really important for us to try and give our listeners the really best advice, because I think how we spend our money and what we spend our money on, and I know all these things feel like they're frivolous that we do, you know, the kind of self-improvement, if you like. But I think, you know, what makes you feel good sometimes
so
makes
you, important.
You know, it makes you a feather. But we're not going to talk about, I think we're going to be really try and be aware of what's responsible more than ever.
I think that's so important. Yes. I mean, responsible is one thing, but then also, as you said, just having the advice and
the right advice. So
and
Amanda's doing her twirly thing with her finger.
All right. It's
so nice to see you.
It's so nice. I know. It's been amazing. Thank you so much. We've been told that's all we have got time for today. We'll be back in 2 weeks for our first episode with a guest on this season of The Guinea Pig. So thank you.
Thanks very much for listening to us. And if you've got any questions for us or anything you'd like us to talk about, please email us on theguineapigpod@gmail.com or on our Insta at @theguineapigpodcast, and keep in touch. We love hearing from you.
Bye.
The Guinea Pig provides unbiased information to those who may be considering cosmetic surgery or even trialing a non-invasive treatment or product. We do not endorse the use of any product or procedure featured in this podcast and are not responsible for the outcome of any of the treatments featured on this podcast or damage caused in connection with any treatments or products. Should you decide to try any of the procedures, treatments or products mentioned in any episode of The Guinea Pig, you do so at your own risk. Always consult an independent and fully qualified medical professional if you are considering embarking on a medical procedure, irrespective of whether it's an invasive or non-invasive procedure.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.